You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Yes, you are listening to The Wire. Welcome back. And we're going to go, we've got one more piece with New Zealand First, but before we do that, we're going to cover the notes from today's Epidemic Response Committee. It's the last meeting of this week, the second week it's been running. The sixth Epidemic Response Committee today took place with a focus on the wage subsidy scheme in the Ministry of Social Development. The committee has been talking to the Minister of Social Development, Honourable Kamau Sepuluni, and the Chief Executive of the Ministry of Social Development, Debbie Power. James Tapp is bringing us these notes today. He says, statistics were currently given for the wage subsidy scheme with 335,132 people accepted, 13,896 declined, and 43,805 turned down to insufficient information. Today, a large focus has been placed on the data being released, with new data having been released from Ministry of Social Development, the announcement of weekly data coming from them with a breakdown of what benefits and subsidies are being provided. As well as this data, we are to expect forecasts on unemployment next week coming from the Treasury, which seemed to be a root problem as Sepuluni stood her ground on not releasing inaccurate data or projections. Sepuluni stated she understood unemployment could be around 5% to low double digits, with Louise Upston stating she had heard around 20%. MSD say they're preparing for all scenarios with redeployment and the use of benefits and grants at the forefront, with systems such as the 16 rapid response teams across the country. MSD is confident that the current wage subsidy is helping staff stay with businesses, however, would not give information around how many of those staff may be redundant at some point as the situation is rapidly evolving. When it comes to applying for the wage subsidy, David Seymour raised questions around sole traders and their ability to get a subsidy, as well as benefit fraud being committed. When it comes to the volume of people applying, 350,000 people called in the first week, with 100,000 able to be answered, with a 15-minute wait for those calling. MSD has been able to recruit an additional 200 members and are continuing to recruit and are expecting another 200 to 300 people. This has been proven to be difficult, however, as everyone is at home. There has also been new data released by MSD this morning stating food hardship grants are up by 23% and job seeker subsidies are up 15% from this time last year. Currently, a new discussion has been started with the Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, with information around sending out modems to provide internet access as well as the two TV channels which are starting up. There are also talking around how at different levels parents may have to work, yet their children will not be at school, as well as a number of other scenarios and how those would work. And at the minute these notes were passed to me, the discussion taking place was around tertiary education and how halls of residence are working, as well as distance learning and the implications that come from this situation. There'll be an update, no doubt, at 5 o'clock on the news this evening. That's all for this week, though, and we'll continue covering the Epidemic Response Committee next week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.